All right, we are back, and we're back. Yes, that's right, we are back. This is Dave the Clone, this is the Hollow Knight Network, and yes, you are not mishearing the internet. Don't adjust your antennas, which you younger listeners out there don't even know what I'm talking about, but what was it? The best laid plans of mice and men are often torn asunder. So yes, that one, that's the one that's more correct, that's life. As we know it. So without further ado, from me to you, welcome to 2020, and here we go, picking up right where we left off with the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con. Just our way of saying welcome back to the fold, and by the way, the Hollow Knight Network can now proudly boast that we are a lifetime sponsor of this biannual event. That's right, every single New Jersey Horror Con from now until infinitum, we will be there with a table set up live, doing our thing, having a blast, and talking to awesome people like this. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And can't say that we didn't come by and say it was all right. I don't know what I'm doing. I knew it's good to say hi to everybody. Welcome back and Happy New Year. Enjoy. We are back. We are at the tail end of day two of the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con, and I'm sitting here, as you just heard, with Heather Drew and Scott W. Perry. How are you guys doing? Heather, I know from Theater of Terror, but she's here to talk about some other stuff, like this movie Upon Arrival. Is this part of you too? You're in this as well, right?
I am in that as well, yeah.
And this is also what Scott's going to talk about, because he's the director and writer?
Or yes.
You're the everything? You're the Shyamalan of this?
Pretty much. I mean, writer, director, editor, co-producer with Miss Drew.
There you go. So, there you go.
We had a good team on this.
This is our first collaboration as producers together.
So
and not the last.
Mm-hmm. And it's showing tomorrow? It already shown?
It showed this morning.
Okay.
You know, we had a good reaction to it, good response. You know, it's a creepy little thriller, an 8-minute thriller, like horror thriller about Heather stars in it along with Jason Lopez as two EMTs that they arrive to what looks like a crime scene, a dead body just lying in a bedroom, and you know, as they wait for the medical examiner to come, Heather's character is sitting with it, and you know, the body may not just be a body.
No,
so it's one of those things.
And now, how much more can you tell us? Or is that the tease? Is that it?
That's the tease. I mean, it's hard to tease an 8-minute film.
I hear you. That's a good point.
So
I'm always looking for more, man. Heather, tell us about what it was like to be in this. I mean, the last time I saw you was as a news reporter, which I was like, shit, I gotta get her to be in one of my. We have an audio drama podcast that has a whole lot of newscasters needed, and I've done way too many of them myself. I need to start like expanding that pool to other voices. So at some point we'll talk about that. But tell me a little bit about being in Upon Arrival.
Upon Arrival was phenomenal. I had approached Scott and I was like, listen, we need to do something that's short, that's fun, let's knock this out of the park. And he literally, I think, came up with the concept overnight, gave me a call. It might have even been that evening. And I read the script and was like, hell yes, we are filming this.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was another word that rhymes.
We are not
with,
allowed to say.
It rhymes.
No, you're allowed to. We're fully, you know.
Oh,
say
really?
What you want.
It's probably fuck yes. Because that's more like what I would say.
It was fuck yes.
Fuck
it was.
Yeah.
No, it's fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was both
America.
It was both a call and a text. Like, fuck yeah, we are so doing this. And yeah, I came up with the idea, I think it was like December of last year. We were looking to do something together, and I just had this little concept, and yeah, I knew Heather would be in it. We knew what we had, so I kind of worked with what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Heather's family has a background with EMTs, so we had access to an ambulance. So knowing that we had access to it, it kind of made writing it a little bit easier.
Yeah, those are our resources. And for me, Jason Lopez is a phenomenal actor that I've worked with for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always getting to play, like, a bum or just a terrible human being. And the guy is the sweetest person on earth.
Yeah,
and
is.
I was like, I had initially said, hey, can we have characters that we could, I don't want to say relate to, but are more regular people, regular day job people. So when he said EMT, I was like, listen, that's great it's going to be a great part for me, great part for him, great little story. And it really is something that, like, it builds the tension in the beginning. And then because it's only a couple, it's 8 minutes, I believe?
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
That's what it's, yeah.
The whole 8 minutes is tension until the last second. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
just an, one big buildup. It's the perfect horror, like the quintessential horror chill, I could say. Or
yeah.
I don't want to give it away, but it's
yeah,
so
there
good.
Were, there were
they
quite a
so
few.
They so want to tell us what the ending of this
I
thing
do.
Is. It's like on the tip of their tongue.
Well, there were a few inspirations for it. I mean, one that definitely came to mind was probably one of my favorite horror films in the last decade, and that was The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Oh, nice.
So it has a little bit of a little bit of inspiration for that. And but I know I did, aside from Heather's background with a family background being EMTs, I do know a few myself. I have family in law enforcement and we're police and everything. And I've always wondered, what would it be like? Like, wouldn't it be eerie if you had to wait with a body
mm-hmm.
there and you have to wait for the medical, you have to wait for the authorities to come and check it out, but you can't touch anything, you can't move anything.
And it sits up and starts talking to you.
Like, well, what happens if you look and, it's like, it's one of those things where you look and it's like, wait, did it just move? And our actress who played the body, Sarana Rockard, did an incredible job on it because it's she had to stay still for most of it with her eyes open for a very long time, and that's in heavy makeup
so you do have to keep obviously every once in a while you have to blink, right? What is that? Is that the great take killer?
In a way it was, and she had to stay open, and the first shot of the film is a long shot of her just dead and you know, we could not have her blink, so we just kept it rolling until she blinked.
Yeah.
So
and we had to like touch like, I don't want to say, but I had to talk to EMTs and I talked to fire department people and said, like, okay, what happens if you go on a scene and you find a body? Like, what goes down? So they gave us the lingo and also like, well, you have to check the lividity of the body and check under that. So we had the other actor trying to move her, and she had to stay as still as possible and not blink. And that's kind of tough, especially when it's a wide shot and you have any blink, any little twitch is going to give it away. So that was, I give her
one.
Credit.
Let's do this shit again. Back to one. God damn it. Come on. Yeah. Glue her fucking eyes open. Let's do this. I don't know where I was going to go with that, so let's just keep going.
Yeah, she was absolutely incredible. Incredible in it. So.
I think it's the kind of thing, too, that a lot of people who don't dabble at all in trying to make films or acting or anything, they'll watch a movie and be like, oh, come on, this is easy to do, and then you have to go and do something like that. And it's like, you didn't have to memorize lines for this. You just didn't have to move while people were literally kind of molesting you.
Well, I will say this. Heather and I have worked on a lot of projects together. The first project we worked on about 6.5 years ago was an episode of my web series InFearOf called Dysmorphophobia. InFearOf was a web series that each episode dealt with a different phobia, and we had the common theme was that we just did short films based on what the phobia was about, so it was just an interpretation of that. And in Deformity, there was no dialogue. So when I first worked with Heather, it was a way of showing that, okay, how well can I work with her if she can take my direction without having to say anything?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a good idea for both of us because we wound up working very well together and have become pretty good friends as a result.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's interesting having to find that gel level, right? The sort of like unspoken telepathy where everybody knows everything's okay, but even if you get into a fight, you're still going to be okay about it afterwards because this fucking thing's getting made and we are fucking making it.
I think the funny part is also when you're on set, it's like you don't take it personally. Like, this is your job, you're going to do it, but then you're also going to have a blast with it. So even if there is a disagreement or something, it's not like cataclysmic world ending. It's like, all right, let's get the best shot. How can we do that? All right, let's do it like this. And then you move on and you have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what was the part where this started to click? Because I know at the beginning of a project, it's always the sort of, all right, here we go, rolling dice, day one. Was there a day where for you guys all were like, all right, we're going to be good to go no matter what. The last scene's going to be a bitch and a half, but we got this.
Well, we filmed upon arrival in a day.
Oh, wow.
It was a one-day shoot.
I mean, for an eight-minute film, I guess that makes sense.
I'm giving
you the Hollywood eyes version of the story.
We
can expand it.
It was a few locations. I mean, we worked on projects that were multiple days, and we've had, for the most part, we've had good. We've had a couple of tense moments. In addition to acting, Heather has been production assistant for me because she runs my life better than I do at some times. But when there's been some times where I feel tense, she'll take me aside and just be like, calm down. It's okay, Scott. Let's just relax. Everybody's here for you. And, we all got to do this together. It's like, it's just a little thing and we'll get through it. And
I've been assistant to the director for many projects, and like I do key PA and I do craft service and other things, but just sometimes being able to read people or just see, a lot of times directors I find they'll forget to eat.
Like, yeah.
I know that sounds dumb, but it's like they get so hyper-focused on stuff that they don't always see everything. So sometimes you'll look at them and be like, hey, you okay? Cool. You want some water? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Yeah. Like, sometimes you just
like, oh, my God, yes.
She's done that to me. She's done that to me countless times.
Yeah, like,
I was about to pass out, and I didn't realize.
Yeah, I mean, she's even doing it to me today as we're in a convention. It's like, you know, I feel good. It's like, all right, let's get some water. Let's get something to eat. It's like, you know, blood sugar's down. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
So what was the reception like watching it? I mean, have you guys, obviously, you watch it with friends and family when you first finished it, but was this the first time you watched it with an audience? Or
with Heather, it was. We played at Grindhouse Nights
a few weeks ago. Oh, that's Todd's
other show, Todd Struits. Yeah, Todd Struits' other show, which was really good.
Friends of Todd over here at the Hollow Nine Network. He's been Todd, on our show quite a bit.
Yeah, Todd is great. It was great because there's a really big scale moment in the film, and I did the Tom Savini thing. I sat in the back, and I just listened. And the thing I love about Todd's festival is that, you know, a lot of the fans that go there, and with Todd, they're like hardcore horror fans. You know, it's like, we are not scared of anything. And then it was good to see these manly horror men and everything like that scream like little girls when this moment happened. And you just hear like, ah! And I'm just like, we got them.
Nice.
We got them.
I like that they actually made comments in some of, there's built up tension throughout it, so like little micro things. And a lot of them had pretty big reaction to those. And normally, like, I guess I've also seen it, so it doesn't make me jump anymore. But seeing them actually jump at those moments, too, I was like, oh, wow, this is really good. This is a tension builder.
That was the point of it. It was just a way to establish and build tension, you know. And that's more of my repertoire than gore and violence and stuff. I prefer to do that kind of horror. My co-editor on this, Stolas Haji Haralumbus, when he was looking at the first cut, when we had this moment, he would send back notes. He would give like a video cue, and he would just give notes, and he would write like notes on it with like each frame and everything. And I would just cut, and I would just, it's a program, and I would just go to the frame. And at that very moment with the scare, he just wrote down, and I just shit my pants. So, and that's when I knew we had something good with that moment.
All right, and with the film.
So,
well, so now what's next? You have any other places where it's showing? Do you have like what's the tour schedule looking like for Upon Arrival?
All right. Well, we have a few festivals. I mean, I didn't submit to like 1,000 like some people do, which I'm like, save your money. We're actually going to be playing at Fear NYC Horror Film Festival on Friday, October 25th.
Yeah, Friday.
At 10:15 p.m. Which is in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, which is home for us, so that's going to be exciting.
And the Saska sisters are panel judges. I'm so excited.
Well, you cannot say that.
Carmen Electra just waved at us, by the way.
Oh. Well, that's the good thing about this. Oh, hi. Hello, Carmen Electra.
Hey. Oh, my God. We love you. Thank you so much.
I'm fangirling because there's a bunch of people just walking back. That's why I've been checking their names.
These are words I never thought I would say on a podcast.
That's badass. Come on.
Hey,
I love you.
You can see. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, man. I love New Jersey HorrorCon. This is the kind of stuff that happens. Also, you kind of like tend to blow off Netflix Entertainment when they come to your table because you don't know who they are.
Nobody knew that.
It's okay. We don't need to know that. Like
it
I said,
is what
you know.
It is.
You know, but
Hollow Nine owns its mistakes.
Well, yeah, but we also have, what else do we have?
Yeah, you guys have a lot of stuff coming up because I heard we're going to mention other stuff, right?
Right?
Well, we're not just going to talk about this.
Well, I mentioned.
We got the web series.
I'll mention what's now. Yeah, the web series. I took the best episodes of it and I made a feature length.
Oh, it's an anthology film.
It's called it In Fear of the Anthology. It's the best eight episodes with it. Really runs the whole gamut of horror.
Nice.
You know, you got comedy horror, you got science fiction, you got, you know, slasher, you got a slasher film in there, you got everything in there. And each episode deals with a different phobia.
Okay.
And eight episodes total. I directed half of them. I co-directed one with the legendary Debbie Rashan.
Oh, wow.
Who opens up the film with one of the episodes was nominated a few years ago for the Rondo Award.
Oh, wow.
For Best Short Film.
Congratulations.
Incredibly honored by that. I mean, unfortunately, we didn't win, but to me, the
nomination
was amazing.
Is enough, man.
That's a very big one. So to be nominated for that was pretty good. And, you know,
we have to step on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, only Debbie Rashan can turn the fear of speaking in public into a zombie film. So we had a lot of fun with it. Heather Drew is in that segment. We have a lot of great actors in it. Susan Lorraine is in it. Anne Bobby from Nightbreed.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice.
Stars in an episode, which is a fantastic one. Larry Wade Carroll, who did the movie Jacob, is in it. Rainn Brown is in one of my favorite segments, which closes the film, Fear of the Dark. It was a great labor of love to do, and I wanted to put it together.
Mm.
And, just say, hey, these are the best ones. You can check it out. And as of today, it is now available for anybody to watch, stream, and view on Amazon Prime.
Well, there you go. Nice.
Yeah, you can watch it for free, and if you're not a member, you can buy and rent it.
We must have some kind of vibe about our booth, because you guys are the third group to have something on Amazon Prime, and it just seems like that's kind of like the place where you have this ability to, much like podcasting, have your stuff go right out to like an international audience instantly. And, that is maybe even the next place we're all supposed to be trying to make it big.
Well, I think, for this, you just want your work to be seen.
Yeah.
And, for presenting it in a new way, I think it'll be fresh in a lot of people's eyes. So that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And it's easily accessible. Right. So, like, I can tell my grandma, hey, grandma, go on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You can watch it there.
I posted it this morning and...
Not later today, but tomorrow.
And
do you all know each other?
And Edward X. Young is ruining yet another podcast for me.
He's plugging his movie on your podcast interview.
We'll talk later, buddy.
We got to call Guinness on that one because this is a record. Because I think this is like the fourth or fifth time he's done that.
That's too funny.
He sees me and he knows. He's like, oh, it's her. We'll do it.
I interviewed him in April, I kind of have like, I just posted an episode for him this week.
Yeah.
So.
And he saw me and he ran away. Yeah. So, nah.
Well,
that's all right. Ed is Ed.
Well, guys, anything else? You didn't tell me about the other stuff yet, did you?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a bunch of things coming out.
Tell me the other stuff.
I have a film called Identity Check, which I am super, super stoked for. It's...
That hurt. That one was like... That one hurt right here.
But Identity Check is a futuristic movie. It's got so much special effects, so much VFX. Literally, I'm in a room, and it's going to look completely different from how we shot it. And I play a Stone Cold Corporate BITCH.
Oh, nice. I deal with them all the time.
That's bitch for those who dance spell.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, where can they find this?
Identity Check will be making the film festival rounds hopefully by December, I believe, or latest in January it's going to start to hit. And then I've filmed a couple things in the past few months, an action, a little piece, which I will talk about soon. I'm not allowed to talk about at the moment.
Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit. I can only divulge that we shot a short prequel for an action film that we're getting together. And we're hoping to get, we're putting it together in hopes of getting a feature made out of it. But it is complete action film. Heather is absolutely badass in it.
7 years of Karate Man.
And
I saw the pictures on Facebook, right? The stunt pictures.
Yeah. All
right.
I was also a death coach for very, very many years, so I taught people how to die and be injured on camera and how to do it safely. So I can do a lot of stunts, so it's very
we hope by the end of the year have some very exciting news about that.
All right, well, cool. We'll have to check back in with you guys on that. But for now, stay tuned to the Hollow Knight Network for the rest of what's going on, and we will continue to update you guys on Heather and Scott's stuff going on. Good luck with the film, guys.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow 9.